Hi, this is a dictation for patient Marwa Dawood, MARWAHDAWOOD, and date of service is 1/20/2022. Date of accident is 9/1/2021. Date of birth 6/26/1985. This patient is a 36-year-old Arabic female who was initially involved in an automobile accident. That she was on a passenger as a T-bone fashion. She was a restaurant driver. The impact caused her in the neck, lower back, the right shoulder, right arm, with difficulty lifting the right arm beyond 90 degrees, and radiation to the right arm and left thigh. Pain in the left knee was also reported. Moderately severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Currently, the patient reports that her symptoms are ongoing. Headaches are 7 to 8, especially in the left temporal, off and on, sensitive to the light and noise, associated with blurred vision and occasional dizziness. And she has difficult time sleeping and walking, which is the pain in the knee. The shoulder pain is still present, and she still has a difficult time lifting her shoulder beyond 110 degrees. Pain level remains between 7 and 8. The radiation of pain is still continuing into the left arm all the way to the elbow, and right upper arm up to the elbow, and the left thigh, including buttock and the thigh on the outer side. No numbness, tingling of the finger or toes are reported. Her chest pain has improved slightly, and 50% improvement in the symptoms has been reported. ADLs that are affected are relationship with other people and enjoyment of life 7, general activity, mood, and work is affected 6. In the system review, patient report neurology and psych, she's suffering from dizziness, vertigo, headache, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, and moderate difficulty walking. Knee pain also reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. After 30 days, patient notes that the pain level has improved 50%, and there are no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medication is Tylenol 3 and Narcos, gabapentin, and substance abuse. None is reported. He reports full complete pain medication. And physical examination reveals blood pressure is 120 over 60. Pulse ox 59. Pulse is 64. And and the temperature is 98.5. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 21-2001, dictation number 129-017. Plan of care. The patient has been ordered to have an MRI of the brain with SQI and neuroquant analysis at M1 imaging. She is being provided with the following medication after review: naproxen 500 twice a day, L-level 50 mg at night, Skelaxin 800 mg 3 times a day, lidocaine gel 3%, 200 mg for topical relief of pain. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN 7 tablets for headaches, gabapentin 600 ml twice a day, 60 tablets for pain and radiculopathy and nerve pains. For pain relief, she is being provided with Narco 5-325 PRN 30 tablets. Physical therapy will continue. Physical therapy will continue 3 times per week with traction by the aquatherapy, training, home exercise, McKinsey back program, focused on neck and lower back mainly, as well as the left knee. The MRI for the lumbar spine and cervical spine are available. They were recently done, and they reported as follows. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc compressing the thecal sac at the level of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Patient is advised about these findings, and a lumbar epidural steroid injection with cortisone has been suggested, type 4, and also a surgical compression in case the pain is not relieved. Surgical MRI shows a herniated disc posterior central at C4 compressing the thecal sac, C5-6 compressing the thecal sac, and also bulging disc at C4-5, C6-7. These changes, these pathologies were discussed at length with the patient. She is advised to consider cervical epidural steroid injection times 4, and if no relief, a surgical consultation to replace the disc. The patient will continue discussing with her husband, and she'll be scheduled for lumbar epidural steroid injection immediately as soon as she provides the consent. So far, the patient is stable, and we believe that her treatment has been discussed at length with her. Regarding her headache, she will be referred to a neurologist once the MRI of the brain is available. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time for a regular visit and a LESI as soon as possible.